thank you all for being here today. As Qingyan said, my name's Alicia Reen, and I am presenting today on behalf of my colleague Heike Kachatran, as well as myself. And I want to take a second to acknowledge our funding source, which is the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology. And today what I'll be talking about is homeowners' preferences and willingness to pay for smart irrigation systems and technology. So why are we interested in smart irrigation and technology? And what it comes down to is urban areas are expanding, and they are the areas that tend to use irrigation systems on their turf as well as ornamental landscape beds. In the U.S., the urban landscapes make up about 40 million acres, which is a quarter of the total urban areas. And this is three times larger than your irrigated corn acreage. So they're taking up a fair amount of water. Now, specifically in Florida, we have almost 4 million acres of residential and commercial lawns. And we also have some unique elements to our state that make it more important to pay attention to this. We have our sandy soils, so the water percolates very easily. And we have a close proximity to surface and other underground water sources. Right now we're in our rainy season, so we have torrential downpours that wash everything out. And we also have some instances of over-irrigation and fertilization. And this really does become an issue with the sandy soils as well as the turf grasses that we have available to us, because they do require water to more irrigation and fertilization in order to grow and do well in those areas. Now, ultimately, though, this does lead to several environmental consequences or potential consequences, including chemical runoff, drinking water contamination, and we've had several toxic algae blooms in the recent years as well. So that leads us to smart irrigation as one potential way to mitigate some of these issues and conserve irrigation water. There are several companies out there that are selling smart irrigation technologies, but it essentially comes down to two different types of sensors. The first is a soil moisture sensor, and the way this one works is that there is a sensor put in the root zone of the plant, and that's sending moisture content information back to your controller. And if there's enough moisture that plant does not need irrigation, it interrupts the irrigation event so it does not kick on. The second type is your evapotranspiration sensors, and these get information from the weather stations, whether it's an on-site weather station or one that's regional or local, and that tells the system whether it needs to kick on and irrigate the landscape or not based on temperature, rainfall, that type of information. And there are several benefits to installing smart irrigation technologies. The first is that several studies have shown this is the least expensive means of conserving irrigation water. There are other techniques you can use, but this one was less expensive. Secondly, several studies have shown that smart technology results in substantial water savings. So a study in 2015 showed that the SMS controller resulted in 42% less water use than conventional systems. Now, when I talk about conventional systems, those are those that are preset on a timer and on a schedule, that they may have a rain sensor, so they won't kick on if it's raining, but they are already preset and it's not really based on any ambient information or soil moisture information. A second study in 2013 also showed substantial water savings at 24% to 39% when compared to the conventional systems. So it shows that there is potential benefits to using smart irrigation technology, but studies really haven't looked at the consumer side of this. Okay, well, are you interested in it? Are you willing to pay a premium for this? Is it economical for the industry to promote these and promote the environmental benefits associated with them? So our main objective was to assess homeowners' preferences for lawn irrigation controllers and estimate their valuation of the water-saving irrigation technologies. We had two specific questions. The first was, what are the most important attributes as well as smart irrigation systems to homeowners? And then, are they willing to pay a premium to purchase these items? So we used an online survey using Qualtrics, and we had a sample size of 3,000. We had people participating from Florida, Texas, and California, and 1,000 people from each of these states. And the reason we were interested in these three states is cumulatively they account for a quarter of all water withdrawals in the U.S. Additionally, they're at the forefront of leading water quality standards, especially related to landscaping and irrigation. Then we asked participants three screening questions. The first was, do you have a home with a lawn? We really wanted to narrow down our sample to those individuals that this would impact, right? And so if you have someone in an apartment, it's pretty irrelevant to them. The second question was, do you have an automated irrigation or sprinkler system already installed? And then the third is, do you have either of these smart technologies installed with that system? So really here, what we were looking at is not necessarily someone purchasing the whole system and installing it, is more converting the existing system to that smart irrigation technology. How much are you willing to pay for that, and does it matter to you? So we used a discrete choice experiment, and since this technology is, well, it's smart technology, so it's fairly new to a fair number of people, we provided them some additional information at the front end of this experiment. So this was what they saw for the soil moisture sensor controller. And essentially what it comes down to is showing that, okay, we have our sensor at the root zone, we have this wired option as well as this wireless option. So either you have wires running under your lawn to the controller, or it's automatically sending that signal to your controller and interrupting irrigation events thusly. We also had a comparable one for the evapotranspiration sensor. And here the main emphasis once again was having the on-site weather station where they'd have it on their property somewhere, or the local or regional weather station sending information to that controller and regulating the irrigation through that means. So for our choice experiment, we had several attributes and attribute levels. For our cost, we had three levels at $475, $525, and $575. We had the two different controller methods or application types, the soil moisture-based and the evapotranspiration. We also wanted to include this water bill savings. So that's how much they would save if they converted to this smart technology. We have 10%, 30%, and 60%. And we were interested in looking at this as a potential to use as a promotion later on in order to encourage people to adopt this technology. We had two different operation types, so the wireless or on-site, and then the wired or local and regional. And then we had two controller methods, one where it's remote controlled, so you'd have your cell phone and able to turn it on and off regardless of where you are. The other would be your traditional wall-mounted unit. And then the alert and notification. So if anything goes wrong, it sends you a message to your phone, pings you, and you're able to take corrective action then and there versus later on coming home and finding a puddle. Together, we, let's see, did a fractional factorial design. We ended up with 36 choice scenarios, and we divided this into six blocks of six. So each participant made six choices between choice A, B, and sticking with their traditional system that they already have. And then we used mixed logit models to analyze the results. So this slide just shows you a snapshot of our summary statistics. And for the most part, we were consistent across all three states, with the general age being right around 47 years old. Floridian participants were a little bit younger, while Californians were a little bit older. Gender-wise, the majority of the sample were females at about 62-63%. Education, we had, this population was very well educated, with about 87% having a college degree or higher at the time of the study. Household size was between 2 and 3 people, and then the income levels, this is where we saw a little more variance, with Florida having the lowest level at 69,000. California at 87,000, and then Texas almost at 100,000, and that's household income level. All right, so these are the results from our mixed logit models. And the first one is, you can see that as cost goes up, likelihood to choose that option decreases. This aligns with economic theory. This is what we would expect. It's all negative and significant, regardless of location. Now, if we look at the two different types of smart irrigation controllers, and this is compared to keeping their existing system and not converting to one of these options, what you see is overall, the soil moisture sensors were preferred the most, followed by the evapotranspiration sensors. Then if we look across the states, for both systems, Texan consumers preferred the systems the most, followed by Florida and then California. And this may be most likely related to regional stresses and drought conditions. So water savings, this was related to the 10% level, so that's our base for comparison. And not surprisingly, as the water savings amount increased, they were more likely to choose that option. Once again, at least for the 60%, we see that Texas consumers were more likely to choose this, followed by Florida and then California. And then, let's see, last three options, so the type wireless and on-site versus the wired and off-site systems, what we found is that this did improve their probability of choosing one of the smart technologies. California respondents were the most likely and more positively impacted, followed by Texas, and Florida was the lowest out of the three states. Remote control had no impact on the choice. People were just not as influenced by this one. And then the alerts and notifications, once again, having that present improved their likelihood of choice when compared to not having that present. So we then used the LoJIT results to estimate our willingness to pay values. So if we look at the smart technologies, they were willing to pay anywhere from $200 to $300 more to obtain those. And so for the soil moisture sensors, people from Texas were willing to pay a premium of $338, Florida $324, and then California $296. If you look at the evapotranspiration ones, Texas participants were willing to pay $243, followed by Florida at $234, and then California at $185. So there is a premium being generated by these smart technologies. Water bill savings, once again, we're seeing this premium of, if you can prove to me that that will save me money, I'm willing to pay more for it in order to install it. So for the 30%, that was ranging right around the $169 more. For the 60%, that was around $374 more. For type, people were willing to pay right around $22 to $35 more in order to obtain one that's wireless and on-site versus one that's wired and off-site. Once again, remote control was not significant. And then the alert and notification, this was interesting that they were willing to pay right around $63 to $66 or $67 more for a system that had that versus one that did not. All right, so that's kind of all around what we found for this study. And what we really came down to is that homeowners did prefer smart irrigation technologies when compared to their existing traditional systems, and they're willing to pay premiums to obtain those. They were the most interested in the soil moisture-based system, followed by the ET controllers. They also wanted wireless connections or on-site sensors, as well as alerts and notifications, but the remotes control wasn't really of interest to them. And what we found in terms of the water bill savings is that if we used promotions to emphasize that, there's a higher likelihood that people would switch to one of these systems and reduce their water usage in the landscape. And then lastly, this study overall just suggests that smart irrigation technology could be an effective way of reducing excessive irrigation in urban areas and improving water quality by reducing that potential runoff. So that is it for my presentation. Does anyone have any questions? Sue?
So the first question is the party
Yeah.
What's the reality? Like, what does smart irrigation, how much does it reduce water use? Does it reduce water use by 60%?
So some of the studies, the ones that I presented in the intro, they were ranging from 24% up to 48%. In some areas, that may be potential, but it comes down to, are you over-irrigating and how much are you over-irrigating? Because if you're over-irrigating to that extent, or say your water sensor is broken from rain, then there is potential that you could have substantial savings, but it's really, it kind of depends on what your current practices are.
Mm-hmm. What does a